to the rest of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
Hello, lovely. Good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. CEC concerned over high number of youths accessing loans but failing to repay. ICOS calls on candidates not adopted to play it cool and support their parties. In international news, WHO declares Ebola outbreak in DRC an international health emergency. And in sports, Nyerenda worried by Super League transition ahead of AFCON qualifiers. And now the news in detail. The United Party for National Development, UPND, has officially adopted several parliamentary candidates in Western Province ahead of the forthcoming August 10th, 2026 general elections. The move comes as political parties continue preparing for the electoral process across the country. Among the adopted candidates include Honorable Kennedy Makai Makai for Mungu Central Constituency, Honorable Mobita Sinawa for Mungu East Constituency, as well as Honorable Romeo Kangombe for Sesheke East Constituency. Others include Honorable Dr. Situmbe Komusokotwani for Liuwa Constituency in Kalabo District, Honorable Beauty Nosiku Mola for Shangombo North Constituency. The adopted candidates have expressed gratitude to the party leadership for the confidence shown in them through their adoption. They have pledged to remain committed to serving the people and addressing national development challenges affecting their constituencies. A governance and political analyst has urged both opposition and ruling political parties to ensure their supporters conduct peaceful and fair campaigns ahead of the August 13 elections. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Wesley Mianda says political leaders should avoid actions that may trigger violence, such as distributing money and beer to supporters, noting that some youths tend to become violent when intoxicated. Mr. Mianda says all peace-loving political players should be at the forefront of promoting peace and taking responsibility for the conduct of their supporters in order to prevent acts of violence and misconduct.
We would love to actually appeal to all political players, especially members of the opposition and those of the ruling, that let them learn to tame their supporters, because that's where you usually have a problem. The same politicians are the one who are the ones who sponsor these political violence. How do they do it? They want to start, you know, giving money to the youth. They want to start buying beer and buying all drug-related substances for the youth. At the end of the day, once the youth actually become drunk, they start misbehaving. They start shouting, they start insulting elders, they start beating up people, and that is political violence already. We have a government in place. You don't have to get overexcited over nothing, because where your right ends, that's where somebody's right begins.
And on the disqualification of UPPZ President Charles Chanda, Mr. Mianda says the Electoral Commission of Zambia was simply exercising its mandate, as political parties are fully aware of the constitutional requirements for one to contest the presidential position. United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia, UPPZ President Charles Chanda, has apologized to the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, for his reaction after being disqualified from contesting in the August 13th general elections presidential race. Mr. Chanda says he was emotionally hit after the commission declared him bankrupt despite paying the 100,000 nomination fee to participate in the presidential election process. He also questioned why he was allegedly kept waiting from 9 hours to 16 hours when the outcome of his disqualification had already been determined. He further explained that his nomination papers were also affected by an omission on the adoption certificate, where his Secretary General allegedly failed to include his full name, leading to a second ground upon which his nomination was declared invalid.
I wish to take this opportunity to render my sincere apologies to my friend and brother, Honorable Chipoka, and the way I mentioned him yesterday. It was unfortunate that I mentioned him coincidentally, and it seemed as if he was linked to the decision by the ECZ, which is not the case. I should reiterate that I have known Honorable Chipoka as a friend, brother, and leader. And coming to the way forward, of course, it is common knowledge that there are too many presidential candidates. And it is clear that we won't be on the ballot. And I'm not going to fight to be on the ballot.
Now, the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, CEEC, has expressed concern over the high number of youths accessing loans but failing to repay them, warning that the behavior threatens the sustainability of empowerment programs. CEEC Director General Dr. Charles Mungule says about 22,000 applicants under the Imisepela loans have been rejected due to already existing loans that they are not servicing. A situation, he says, is disappointing as it reflects a growing culture of non-repayment among some beneficiaries. Dr. Mungule was speaking during the official announcement of the successful applicants under the Imisepela loan program. Dr. Mungule says the culture of non-repayment of loans is a hindrance to economic growth, as the youths are the majority who need to drive economic growth.
The problem was that the loans were not available, meaning the people were not paying back. Now, I want you to get very clear that the very bad statistics for the age group, because it gets to 54% of those that applied in the category specified in law, who had loans and they were not servicing their loans. So their CRP records were inappropriate for them to be funded. That's the bad records for the age group. Or we don't have it. Because what that means is that in the context of loan-dependent culture, we can then conclude that based on this sample, our youth population, they don't pay loans.
It is Church News.
The Independent Churches of Zambia, ICOS, has called for a peaceful transition of campaigns culminating into elections. Speaking in an interview with One Love Radio News, ICOS President Bishop David Masupa has called on those who have not been adopted by the various political parties they were vying to stand on to play it cool and support their parties. Bishop Masupa has advised that this is not a time to form other political parties on the basis of non-adoptions. He has also called for a new urge campaign methodology, moving away from the old campaign methods of pangas and bloodshed.
Moving away from the old age campaign methodologies of pangas, using of weapons, we expect peace in this campaign period of 90 days. We also expect new digital technological methods of campaign systems. Even if we are going to go digital, but let's not malign and bring innuendos, use fake news in order to bring down a political rivals. This is a time for us to showcase what type of ideas, positive ideas, developmental ideas that we are going to inculcate in our campaign language and indeed methodology in order to win the hearts of people.
Agriculture News.
Lusaka Best Farmer has stated that the former cabinet that was dissolved did not deliver to expectations. Mr. Julius Mwanza says that people complained over the works of the Minister of Agriculture. He says he is not expecting much from the people that have been adopted so far. Mr. Mwanza has since advised the next Minister of Agriculture to increase FISIP allocation and ensure farmers are paid on time.
The people that are going to stand this time around are only standing based because